classic Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two specially delicious nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you trigger-fast food energy, now bring you this electrically transcribed episode of Dick Tracy's thrilling adventures. Dick Tracy sure is a live wire, isn't he? On his toes every second, ready for anything. That's because Dick Tracy is alert, athletic, alive. He thinks and acts like lightning. And believe me, that takes lots of trigger-fast food energy. That's why so many thousands of fast-acting, quick-thinking boys, girls, and grown-ups enjoy puffed wheat for breakfast one morning, then puffed rice the next to get a good wholesome supply of quick food energy every day. You see, Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice are shot from guns. That special Quaker process explodes each energy-rich grain of nourishing wheat and rice to 8 times its normal size. All the tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are unlocked for you. It makes them specially easy to digest, so that you get all their trigger-fast food energy quickly and easily in 2 of the tastiest, most flavorful breakfasts ever. So listen, make sure there's some Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice in the pantry right now, and if there isn't, ask Mother to get you a package of each right away at the grocery displaying the Dick Tracy headquarters sign. Now for Dick Tracy. Returning to the city from the Yukon, Dick received an urgent message aboard his plane to change his plans and proceed immediately to Washington, D.C. En route to Washington, Dick received 2 radio messages to exercise great caution, for it was believed his arrival in Washington might be hindered by foreign spies. At just that moment, the pilot discovered that the undercarriage of the plane had been tampered with, that it was impossible to lower the landing wheels. Can they land safely? What is the meaning of the mysterious messages Tracy has received? Listen.
We're about out of gas, Mr. Tracy.
Yes, so I see.
And it won't be long before we have to land.
Yes, I know. I can see the fire engines and ambulance waiting for us down there on the field.
Boy, I'm glad they've got such swell floodlights down there.
Yeah, they've got good floodlighting, all right. But this is one of the most difficult fields to land at in the whole country, and no undercurrent.
Say, why don't you let Dick Tracy handle the controls?
Tracy?
Gee, if anyone can bring this plane in safely, Dick can do it.
Sure. Well, Mr. Tracy has chartered this plane. I'll naturally take orders from him.
Very well, pilot. Then I will take over, if you don't mind.
Calling Flight 43. Calling Flight 43.
Flight 43, go ahead.
Field has been cleared for your landing. Emergency equipment standing by. Come in when you're ready, and good luck.
Thanks.
Hey, Dick, the motor.
Yep. We'll use the last of our gas, Junior. Well, gentlemen, it's now or never.
They're still up there, still circling around.
Oh, this is awful. They can't stay up much longer. They'll run out of gas. But how can they land without a landing carrier?
They've got to try it, that's all. Oh, doctor!
Doctor, just arrived. Where's Dr. Brunson, the airport doctor?
Out there on the field with emergency equipment waiting for them to come in.
I hope they can make it. I'm going out to join Brunson. Yes, it's now or never. I'm going to try and volplane in and pancake to a landing.
You think you can make it, Tracy?
We've got to make it.
Oh, those lights down there. The lights of the airport. They're coming up to meet us awfully fast.
Hey, Pat, you think we'll make it?
Oh, we'll know soon enough.
All right, brace yourselves now. We're going to hit.
Right.
Pat, hold on to me, Junior. Another minute or so and we'll know.
It's coming. Brace yourselves.
Yeah. Here we go.
Don't go too close. She may go up in flames.
Well, there's no danger of that, but they were out of gas. Come on, we've got to get them out of there.
Let me through, let me through. They may be badly injured.
Here we are. The door's pretty badly smashed in. Here, you guys, grab hold and pull.
Yeah, Tracy, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. What about the others?
Oh, I guess Junior and I are all right, too. How about it, Junior?
Yeah, I'm all right, I think. Yeah, I'm sure of it.
How's the pilot?
He's knocked unconscious, but I think he'll be all right.
Oh, boy, talk about close calls.
Much too close, Pat. Much too close.
Mr. Tracy?
Yes.
First, I want to congratulate, sir, on your escape.
Thank you.
We've got to hurry.
Hurry? What do you mean?
I've been sent by Wyndham Norwich, sir. I'm to drive you to his headquarters at once. There's a high-powered car waiting with a police escort.
Oh, fine.
All right, Pat, Junior, come along. Look here, you know, I still don't know what this is all about.
I'm sorry, sir, but I can't help you. Wyndham Norwich is the only one who knows what this is all about. Apparently, though, there are several people who are deeply interested in the matter, and also in keeping you out of it. So interested that they even tried to kill you before you got out of that plane.
You mean the undercarriage? Yes.
Well, here's the car, sir. We'll pull down these shades.
Gosh, everything is so mysterious.
Too mysterious to suit me.
A word of caution. I suggest you all slump down in your seats.
Why?
So as to be less of a target.
Oh.
It's not at all unlikely that someone may try to get Tracy before we arrive at Norwich's office.
You mean someone may try to take a shot at Dick?
That's exactly what he does mean, Junior. Oh, but look.
Better do as he says, Pat. He knows more about this than we do.
Oh, thank you. All right, Ralph, get going.
Right, sir.
We'll be there soon?
Yes. We turn at this next corner, and then a short run of a few blocks after that. That'll bring us to Mr. Wyndham Norwich's headquarters.
This isn't what I'd call a pleasure cruise. Huddling down the seat here, what with the speed this car is traveling, I can think of a more comfortable way of riding.
Well, we're almost there now, Mr. Patton. Here's where we make the turn.
Ralph!
What the... It's still in gear! It's stuck!
What?
I can't come out of the turn!
Hey!
I can't...
Get!
Mr. Norwich will see you now, Mr. Tracy, if you feel up to it, sir.
Yes, I'm all right. Just a little shaken up.
It's amazing the luck you've had, sir. First that airplane landing and then this. I'm glad nothing happened to you and your friends in that car crash. This way, sir.
Right.
Yes?
Dick Tracy to see Mr. Norwich.
This way.
Yes, what is it?
Dick Tracy to see Mr. Norwich.
One moment, please.
Come in, please. Dick Tracy, Mr. Norwich.
Congratulations, Tracy.
On what, Mr. Norwich?
You actually got through. Only a man in a million could have done it. It confirms my judgment, proves that I was right in selecting you for the job that's got to be done. Sit down, Tracy.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I dare say you're anxious to know what this is all about.
Anxious is an understatement, sir.
I'll come to the point at once. To begin with, let me assure you that I should never have put you through all this trouble if the matter at hand were not so very urgent, so thoroughly important. There's a terrific task ahead of you, a task that must be accomplished without delay. You are the man who's going to do it, and I wouldn't ask you if I didn't feel that in the entire United States today there was anyone better equipped for it than yourself.
Well, I hope I can justify your confidence. And now, may I know what this task is?
Well, first, Tracy, I must explain that in my many capacities, I've learned how necessary it is to frequently dispatch copies of secret plans and documents, commercial secrets which are vital to the progress and safety of our country. Foreign agents are as interested in America's commercial secrets as in the government's diplomatic secrets.
Yes, I know.
We've used every device known to man, such as secret codes and invisible inks, to protect these invaluable plans and documents. But it's appalling how often such papers are intercepted by foreign agents and adventurers.
Yes, I know a little about that, Mr. Norwich.
I have dedicated myself to developing some means of absolutely protecting our precious secrets from the prying eyes of the foreign agents. And I need your help, Mr. Tracy.
Well, I'm glad you've called on me, sir. I'm at your service.
I've heard of certain research that you were doing in the field of scientific detection. In fact, I read certain papers written by you on the subject of a formula you were working on for a secret detection fluid. A fluid so ingenious that it would be of invaluable help in crime detection. Have you ever completed your research on that matter?
I'm sorry to say I haven't, Mr. Norwich. I've recently been up in the Yukon and have had to suspend my laboratory work. However, I believe that with just a little more time, I'll have that fluid. What's more, I believe it'll do even more than I originally believed possible.
I believe the article said that it would print photographs on plain white paper and that it could be used as a secret ink that could not be developed by means of heat, X-ray, or any known chemical reaction.
That's right.
Such an ink would be invaluable to us, Tracy. A secret ink with a new theory. One that no commercial or foreign spy would know how to develop. Is this really possible, Tracy?
Yes, I'm sure it is, Mr. Norwich. I almost have it now. I feel that the final discovery lies almost within the grasp of my hand.
Then nothing must postpone your completing your formula. I shall turn over to you a complete laboratory right here in Washington. You'll have everything you'd possibly need for your experiment. My own chemical experts will work with you under your direction. Incidentally, I need hardly warn you that already certain spies and agents are trying to prevent the invention of this new secret fluid.
Yes.
You can understand why. You really have two jobs, Tracy. One, to invent this new secret fluid. The other, to protect yourself against the people who will try to prevent you.
Yes, I've already had two examples of what they'll try to do, sir.
One other thing. No one must know. No one but Mr. Patton and your young friend, Junior, what it is that you're working on. Patton and Junior can be trusted. No one else can. For that reason, I deem it best to call the ink nothing but Q11.
Q11?
Quite right. You are working on Q11. Whatever that may be, no one need know but ourselves. Tracy, I'm depending on you. You are the only man we can trust. The only man with the ability necessary for this job. I know you won't fail.
I can only say, sir, that I'll do my best. And if I am successful, you'll have even more than you're counting on. More than a new invisible ink. More than a magic photographic developer. The fluid I'm working on can be used to detect whether or not secret documents have been opened and spied on, which is exactly the thing you need.
Splendid.
Also, it can even be used for developing fingerprints. I'll tell you, sir, its uses will be limitless, if I only succeed as I hope I will.
Splendid. Well, good luck, Tracy. You must succeed. I look forward to the successful completion of Q11.
Q11. That is the secret formula Dick Tracy must invent, a formula for a new secret fluid that will protect America's commercial secrets from foreign spies. Will Dick succeed in inventing this new ink? And what will be the next move of the spies who are trying to stop him? And now, all you fellows and girls are specially invited to attend our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting as guests of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the specially delicious nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. All right, Junior, we're ready.
The meeting will now come to order. Say, Dick sure is facing a mighty serious situation now, isn't he?
He certainly is, Junior. But Dick knows that he has the finest boys and girls in the country solidly backing him to win, and that helps a lot.
I'll say it does. That's why Dick Tracy wants you to join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol, if you haven't already.
He wants you to wear the official patrol badge to show everyone that you're the same sort of fearless, alert, keen-minded person that Dick Tracy is himself.
And believe me, you're mighty proud when you wear that badge. It really stands for something.
So listen, join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol or the National Girls Division right away.
And join Dick Tracy, Pat, and me in all our swell secret detective activities.
Dick Tracy sends you your private copy of the Dick Tracy Secret Code Book, your official patrol badge and patrol pledge, all free.
And you have the time of your life.
Now here's all you do. Just tear the tops off two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice packages. Print your name and address on a plain piece of paper. Be sure to write the word boy or girl at the top. Then mail it with your two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Show Dick Tracy you're with him and for him. Join now.
And remember that Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are the two different delicious cereals that are shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast food energy. You need to be keen and alert, like Dick Tracy. Ask Mother now to get you some crisp, refreshing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice from the grocers right away.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting electrically transcribed Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at the same time. There goes Dick Tracy now. That is all.